It comes from a calm perspective of this moment will pass, the good will pass and the bad will pass. It comes from having clarity on where you are and where you want to go. Because when you have those two points, that's how you build a roadmap. And you build the roadmap with some wiggle room because, like we say, Murphy's Law, what can go wrong will go wrong. But when you have a destination, when you have clarity on that path, you are in a much better position to get there.
You're listening to The Isaac Velez Show, a podcast that inspires high performers to reach new heights and be better than their best. My name is Isaac, and I'm best known for my performance coaching, elevating elite athletes and entrepreneurs to unlock their full potential. On this podcast, I sit down and share vulnerable stories on my journey, lessons that I've learned, and I bring on high performers as guests to unlock new insights and share authentic conversations about what winning really looks like. Let's dive into today's episode.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the show. Today, we're talking about how thoughts lead to feelings and then to actions. So to start out, what we're going to be talking about today is going to be some of the ideas of thoughts that we have. Well, they generate a feeling, and then we act upon those feelings. And so the things I want to talk about are going to be that split second that we have from the thought to the feeling, and then between the feeling and the action. Talking about the speed to execution, how fast we are to act upon those thoughts. And the last thing I really want to touch on as well is going to be this idea that in Stoicism was talked about by Seneca and Marcus Aurelius, and there is, we also have the power to not have an opinion over a thing. Just because something happens doesn't mean we need to hold an opinion. And that is, in a way, relinquishing our need for control in everything. And it allows us to be more accepting of what is. And so to start out, let's talk about the process, right? So we have a thought. We see something, we have a thought about it. Okay. We have the thought. Our feelings are how our emotions are processed in regards to our thought. So, you know, if your emotion is sad, and then the thought is, you know, maybe a family member died, the emotion is sadness. The feeling is, I am sad that a family member died, right? It connects the thought and the emotion. That's feelings, is the linkage between your thoughts and your emotions. So you feel sad about it. Now we're moving to action. So you feel sad about losing a family member. What is your action? Coping mechanism. Maybe it's a play of strength. Maybe you're supporting someone else in the family because you know it's going to be tough on them. Maybe it's, you know, going out and binge eating, or it's crying, or, you know, there's different actions that we take based on the response. So how does that apply to us? How does that apply to business? Well, when you have a thought on a matter in business, maybe something didn't work out, or projections aren't being met, or this idea that you had didn't work the way it did, or you're having scaling problems or issues with client acquisition, and you feel the emotion might be frustration. It might be discouragement. And so the feeling is going to be, I'm frustrated because I can't figure this out. I'm demotivated because no matter what I do, it doesn't seem to work out. And the action might be to slow down. It might be to give up. It might be to stop. It might be to pivot. Depending on who you are, those actions are natural to happen. But what if we took a different approach? And that's where I love the philosophy of Stoicism, right? We go back to Marcus Aurelius. It is in your power to not hold an opinion over something. Something happens, and it happens, and you go along with it. You just tell the feelings not to really need to happen because you don't have to feel any sort of way about a thing. And again, let me separate. Stoicism isn't hiding emotions. You're still processing emotions, but the feeling is you connecting your emotions to your thoughts, and you don't have to do that. You can just say, all right, I'm feeling frustrated, or I have the emotion of frustration. Cool. Now I still got to get this stuff done. And what you allow yourself to do is not be controlled by your emotions, because you're not turning them into feelings, right? The feeling is the opinion of the emotion that you have. That's the linkage, right? The linkage between these two things is going to be that opinion-based feeling that you get from your emotions and your thoughts. The speed to execution, on the other hand, That's different. Because on one hand, we have people who overthink, who take too long to make a decision, who are controlled by aspects like perfection. And on the other hand, we have people who are reckless, who don't think things through, and who don't have good impulse control. They just go whenever it feels like. So what's right? Well, as in all things, there's a moderate balance to these things. If you're a business owner, you're not going to be in business very long if you're reckless and careless all the time. And you're also not going to be in business very long if you take too long to make decisions, because if you take too long, someone else won't. And they'll implement your idea before you do. And now your idea isn't as useful as it once was, if it's still useful at all. And so the balance is, you do your research, you think strategically, you plan strategically, but once you have a plan, you implement the plan. You've already done the research on it. There's no more research to be done. You test the plan, you gather feedback, and then you fix the parts that need fixing, and you pivot when you need a pivot. And we have the guy who, right now, who's leading OpenAI, right? The founders of ChatGPT, Sam Altman. He had the speech where he said, you want to build the fastest iterating company that the world has ever seen. And what he meant was, be willing to make mistakes and fail forward as quickly as possible, because as you learn from those mistakes, you will build a faster company. Even Facebook's motto to employees is fail forward. Failing forward is about making mistakes, learning from them, and moving on. You don't have to have an opinion about making a mistake. You just have to learn from it. And that is the matter of not having an opinion over a thing. Cato once said, I make sure that what I have to say isn't better left unsaid. Meaning that he's not wasting on unnecessary words. He's not saying things that aren't needed. He's being calculate and deliberate. And once he's been calculated, he speaks. There's a finesse. There's a correct movement. Not too fast, not too slow, but correct. And that involves a stillness and a calmness and a peace of mind that is going to be gathered by you understanding how to control your emotions. By you understanding that not everything that happens has to generate a feeling. That not all actions have to be based out of a feeling. That's only based out of emotion. Being logical and rational requires a strong will. It requires a calm mind. And it requires an open and collected presence. It requires the ability to, in all honesty, put aside your emotions and say, what would I do to make the situation resolved in the best manner possible, given the information that I have? That doesn't require emotional thinking. That doesn't require you to sit in something that's not going to be logical, something that's not going to be completely rational. See, the process that I have found to be very efficient is you feel an emotion, you feel a response to some sort of thing, and you label it, and you leave it at that. And if you need to feel about it, then you feel about it. But if not, you continue moving forward. And what I tend to do is I tend to feel less about bad things than I do about good things. But there are moments where I also embrace the bad moments. But the good moments are, you know, we talk about going out in nature, spending time with a loved one. You just want to feel. You don't need to be overanalyzing. You want to be relaxed, because this is a chance for you to recharge, for you to feel how great the world can be. But when things are wrong, when everything's going haywire, you want to tamper down the feelings, and you want to remember that this is just a moment, a temporary speck in your life, and this will pass. This won't last forever. See, the productivity cycle, when it comes to the thought, feeling, actions, or the TFA, is don't allow the feelings to prevent the actions. See, in productivity, it's all about efficiency and getting more done, right? More outputs for less inputs. And you can either do both, or you can maximize output and minimize input. The thoughts, feelings, actions minimizes input, because your thoughts will lead, the thoughts and actions will lead to a certain output. The feelings most often don't give as good a reward to the output. It doesn't add as much value. So if you start tampering down the feelings, you do less things for the project because you're not doing all this feel stuff, and you get to work. And so if you want to be more productive, tamper down the feelings. And that doesn't mean hide them. It means learn how to control them. And you control them by labeling them, by understanding them, by learning from them, and then putting them aside to do the work that you know you have to do. And the thoughts, you want to seek and understand where the thoughts are coming from. Because we're taught all the time new information. And we're taught what we should be learning, right? If you're in business, you need to be learning marketing and sales and finance. But how often do we think about how we learn? The techniques in which we absorb new information, in which we process that information. And that's where we want to make sure when we process information, we want to be fluid like water. We want to be able to adapt. But not just for the sake of it, but when it's needed. And again, that finesse comes from calmness. It comes from a willingness to fail, a willingness to be wrong. It comes from a calm perspective of this moment will pass, the good will pass and the bad will pass. It comes from having clarity on where you are and where you want to go. Because when you have those two points, that's how you build a roadmap. And you build the roadmap with some wiggle room because, like we say, Murphy's Law, what can go wrong will go wrong. But when you have a destination, when you have clarity on that path, you are in a much better position to get there. Thank you all for tuning in. I appreciate your time. Fortune favors the bold.
That concludes today's episode of The Isaac Velez Show. If you gained any value from today, we'd be grateful if you share the episode and leave a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. If you were looking to get more involved with us, visit our website, www.isaacantoniovelez.com, and follow us on Instagram for daily content. See you in the next episode.